swift sums. They must have outnumbered baby Lonnie's dudes at least 3 to 1, not including the snotty noses neither. On the spur of the moment, he began to bang the stone in his right hand against the pipe in his left. The others quickly caught on to his train of thought, and his rhythm too, and they started to do the same. It made quite a racket, like war drums. At the top of Electric Mountain, Philippe began to see smooths emerging from amidst the tangles of wiring, plugs and circuits, peering down through the darkness at the invaders. Then he spotted baby Lonnie himself, standing tall, about a third from the summit. Philippe held up his hand, and the drumming stopped abruptly.
"Lonnie," the king called, "I came to a conclusion. I decided we're going to pardon you, and in exchange we're all going to work Electric Mountain together. I know there's enough grub for everybody up there."
"That what you decided, Majesty?"
Baby Lonnie shouted back. The way he said Majesty made it sound like the dirtiest curse you ever heard.
"What happened?" Philippe tried again. "We were best buds once. We should be side by side again, for everyone's sake. I don't want to force you, but..."
Philippe got no further, because at that moment a hefty stone spat in the dust right by his feet, then another. In the blackness of the oop, he didn't even see them coming until they peppered the ground around him. He protested,
"Don't stop it!"
And for an instant he cowered behind his hands. Glancing to left and right, he saw the white city smooths all backing off a pace or two. Then they started beating their stones against their pipes again, and the sound rang out around the valley. Momentarily, Philippe felt a pulse of excitement and terror surge through.